That's right. I mean, Trump had a crazy weekend.
Big weekend.
Big weekend. Mentally disabled. One day we just get to shoot whoever we want. And then his wonderful, beautiful body.
Sunbathing on the beach. Never seen a body more beautiful, certainly more beautiful than Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy
which
Joe.
Apparently that's the line now. That's your measuring stick.
As long as your body looks better than Joe, apparently you're an Adonis. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830, WCCO, here till three. And I have one message right now starting the show. Verizon, I want my phone back. Closed circuit Verizon. And that's the only way I can get a hold of them. Closed circuit. Are you with me right now? I'm Team Verizon. You're also Team Verizon, right?
And my phone is working spectacularly.
Okay. Well, we're about to play an interview with Jim Peterson. Because of Media Day, we had to record it before. He and his beautiful bride, Tika. Tika's phone is like mine. Jim is like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm baffled. If you're a Verizon customer, and they're doing okay, and I'm pleased with Verizon. I've been with Verizon fairly long time. There's one part where Western headed west, something you never do because you hate the west side of the metro. When I'm on 384, going under 100, about one of every five, six times, it dips. The sound quality dips, and somebody's like, hello, hello. Outside of that,
yeah,
pretty good.
You ran into those pockets. I had one in Woodbury that I think is still there, right, quite literally, right next to where a Verizon store used to be.
Can't make it up, right?
You'd drive by the Verizon store and you'd lose your call.
So I can text. I can text. I cannot call. And I have SOS right there on my phone. You saw it. And what seems strange is if I go to act like I'm turning off, I can hit emergency call, which is SOS. Well, these calls are not emergencies, right? So I don't – how many people right now are emergency call right now?
In my life, I guess three.
Yeah.
Would be an emergency contact.
Yeah, it's very few.
Yeah.
It can't be confirming your tee time. You know, cannot be an emergency call. Now, if –
it's big of you to say that.
If your mistress is showing up at the house and the wife's there, or the other way, the guy's there,
mm-hmm.
Probably an emergency call.
I think so.
Emergency call. Are you a Verizon customer right now? And is your phone working? And then what do you need in your life to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? And yes, we will accept accurate and inaccurate answers. And if they're inaccurate, it means only one thing, humor. What do you need in your life to work every single day, every week, all year? And let's just get the joke out of the way right away. Yes, your penis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got
there it is.
I knew that was coming. So let's go.
We're all thinking it.
Yes, yes. You know, God love you. Have the penis working. Yep, understand. What else does Dave Harrigan need to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year after year after year?
My refrigerator?
Your refrigerator.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
I didn't even mention this. You know, I discussed my refrigerator not working.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention there that 4 days later, Kathleen's refrigerator stopped working also?
That's blame you.
That's kind of weird, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think it's your fault. I think you've done something.
I put some bad mojo on her
yes,
fridge.
I think that's it. No, the first thing that came to mind is vehicle, the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing worse than, all right, time to head off to work. Got to go.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. If you're counting on it.
Yes.
And then just spur of the moment.
Bad engine, flat tire, or something like that.
Was that your penis again not working in the car? I'm trying to decide.
That would be the car.
Car, okay.
Never an issue with the former, believe me.
Exactly. It's legendary, apparently. If you walk, you ride, you're light railing, whatever, we get it. Nothing wrong with that. It's really inexpensive to build them, I can assure you that. Southwest Light Rail, we're at $2.8 billion. We'll go over $3 billion.
Yes.
Or no. 100%. Will it go over?
No question.
Is it possible four bill is still in play?
Anything is possible with Southwest Light Rail. We could go over 10.
Exactly. Anything is in play. I think my refrigerator call from a couple weeks ago, your refrigerator not working, is way up there.
It's way up there. I mean, obviously, just the electricity in your house. That's...
Let's just go overall.
Yeah, so many things. I think we need to narrow cast it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Really, any form of transportation. What's worse than going on a bike ride and you get a flat tire?
You know me. I'll be able to fix that right away.
Oh, you'd be really... I'm sure you've got tubes and a little spare pump all right with you, the whole thing.
Wait, are we going back to the first thing? No, I've never once... I was on a bike ride yesterday. Beautiful bike ride. You think there's any chance I'm out there with...
Zero.
What percentage of people take a bike ride and they have everything available with them?
I've had so many flat tires, I am now one of them.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I can change a flat, boom.
I know I'm going to regret this before snow comes. It has been years and years and years since I had a bike flat tire.
Whoa. Very lucky.
Yeah, I know. And it's all going to end now. I sadly, for whatever reason, believe in that reverse karma because it's happened a couple times, a couple too many times in my life. Now, how about this combo? You're biking, you're a Verizon customer right now. I guess you still can text people.
No guarantee they'll see it right away.
No guarantee. That'd be pretty, you know, you could do like DeRussian, you know, pose like you're laying there provocatively. Where was he? North St. Paul or something?
Hanging out by the snowman.
Just lettuce hanging out, you know. All right. What else do you need to work in your life? Because right now I'm Verizon. I can't call, but I'm getting texts. And at first, I couldn't even get texts for a while. So this is progress.
Getting there.
Getting there. I'm getting the sense I can get texts if I'm on the Wi-Fi. I think that's it.
That would make sense, because once you walked in the building, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, yeah, it started clicking. Started clicking. What else do you need to work? Accurate and humorous answers. You take your pick. 651-461-9226. Was this a quick, late change?
Quick pivot.
Yeah.
It's giving us now three different bumper themes for the day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know one. Can I guess one?
Well, I think SOS.
SOS.
You probably know this
I know
one.
This. I've got this. We got to be doing Christofferson, too.
We got some Chris Christofferson in the mix. Absolutely.
Yep.
We've also got a little cat in the mix.
Little Carl Towns.
Little Carl Towns.
Yeah, that's
little
nice.
Little cat-themed music. Yes.
Well, we'll get to that dialogue with Jim Peterson in just a little bit. So we're talking, if you're a Verizon customer, it's hit and miss right now. Dave Harrigan, 100% full go. For me, if I'm on the Wi-Fi, I can text, but... Some are saying that you can make calls on the Wi-Fi. I can't make a call. And so we're saying what?
You might have to change the settings that way.
Yeah, possibly.
Want me to play with your phone for a little while, see what happens?
Stay away from my phone. So we're talking about what in your life needs to work. Accurate and inaccurate. And then when I went to the text, this must be why Adam referred to black licorice. Because someone said it's good for your prostate. I'll take a chance on my prostate. If the option is I need to have black licorice.
One piece a day, Chad. Just one.
No. I'll roll the dice on my prostate.
I'm with you.
One of the grossest foods out there. When you have the red vines as an option, and then you have this other vile option, who in their right mind is saying, I want some black licorice?
Prostate enthusiasts,
yeah,
perhaps.
Big prostate. I'm willing to look at big prostate and take you on. All right, what needs to work? Accurate, humorous, lots of text coming. 651-461-9226. Doug, you've called into CCO. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Chad. Mine would be the sump pump in your basement when you live by a swamp.
Well, that's a good one. That's,
yeah.
That is a good one. Have you relied on that a few times in your life, Doug?
Oh, yeah. And then to the point of having a battery-operated backup and then forgetting to charge the battery.
Mm. Yeah, I had it recently, Doug, where it started beeping, and then it's connected to the city police. So then they're coming out, and there's like two officers at my door, and I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on? They're like, well, we just got alerted to your sump pump. I'm like, really? I think maybe through my alarm system and then through the city. So it was surprising.
Yeah, well, the first time it happened to me, I didn't have the battery backup. And, of course, we have a huge storm, and what happens? The electricity goes out.
Mm.
So I'm staring at that sump pump not running. It wasn't fun.
No, not fun. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. Adam in Robbinsdale. Adam, what needs to work, accurate or humorous?
Well, next time you talk to Royce, talk about sump pumps, ask him about his sump pump backup if you haven't heard that story. It's one of the most hilarious things you'll ever hear. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's very good. Yep.
I was, you know, thinking about everything, like Wi-Fi, yes, all that stuff. But, you know, which way did I want to go? Seriously humorous? I'm going to do both. This is humorous and serious. My wife.
Yeah, that
she needs to work because she makes more money than me. Makes more money than me, so I need her to work.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. We have a number of textures. Same thing, Adam. Same thing you said. My wife, because she's carrying me right now, so go ahead. I can't blame you. I think you nailed it, too. Adam nailed it. It's correct, and it's funny.
Yeah. We need Susie Jones to work.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate that. Texter, kind of the same thing. My husband needs to be working 24/7. Now, yeah, for a lot of reasons, right? Chad, we're pulling corn out in the field today. Some of our field data is not downloading to our tractor's computer, so we need more to get done. That'd be a big deal, right? I can't imagine. I mean, listen, technology, we sit here for 50 days and go through, but how technology has changed farming.
Incredible.
Absolutely incredible, right?
It's not just a horse pulling a plow anymore.
No, that's not. The Odyssey app, well, good luck on that one. Yeah, I'll never understand. I'm not going to belabor this because people in this building don't like it. I don't understand how we haven't fixed that app about 15 years ago. I have no idea. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Deodorant.
Yeah.
Do you have friends in your life who don't use deodorant at all? Because I have a couple.
None that I know of. I haven't smelled them.
Yeah, they don't. No,
they
wrong.
Believe it's bad for the skin or they're just lazy?
No, bad for the skin. Toilet. Yeah. Medical devices. I need my back to work. If you have back pain, you can't sneeze in the toilet or walk. Yeah, I occasionally have the back issues. Not good. Something that needs to work? That would be my brother-in-law, so he stops asking me for money. Backup camera in the car. Well, you're hoity-toity then, right? If you need that. It's nice to have. No doubt. Would you be okay without it?
Yes. My car does not have them. My wife's does, and it is nice. To take the look back there, especially if you're parallel parking, the spot's a little tight. But I still got head on a swivel. It still works out okay in mine.
A lot of times on the show, on Mondays after a Vikings game, we start with the Vikings. Let's mention a little bit. We'll talk more with Chipper. 28 zip. Other people have beat me to it. But I was going to jump in saying Love shouldn't be playing. Sit him out second half. Also, at some point, I forget if it was 21 zip or 28 zip. I said, let's just be honest. No team is playing better than the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I think it was 21 zip. So this is something they score again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 28 to zip. So it's not only just the 4-0, because there are a few other. How many other 4-0 teams? We got the Chiefs.
is there two others? I got to look it up.
But at the time, it's not just that, but it's they've trailed for 3 minutes. And to the Giants off the C.J. Ham fumble since one screw-up on the first drive, they've been in the lead ever since.
Seahawks 3-0.
Okay.
They play tonight.
So Chiefs and Vikings are only 4-0, and I get it. The Chiefs are the champs. Have they been impressive in one game?
No. Purple have looked much better than the champs so far.
Right. And, again, so if they met in the Super Bowl today, who would I take?
Purple. That's always worked out in the big game against the Chiefs.
Yeah. Let's see. Have they ever played before in the Super Bowl? How'd that work out? And again, I'm just going to be enjoy this season, stop worrying. So, you know, then Brandon Powell gets hurt on kind of a KOC. He did run the ball a decent one yesterday, but, man, he kept throwing later. He just like, PJ wants to run. KOC wants to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so then Jalen Naylor screws up. When you're backpedaling like that and you're looking in the sun, just let it go, man. You're up 28-0. By the way, he played 14 snaps. Trent Sherfield, the immortal Trent Sherfield, played 8 more snaps than Jalen Naylor. They weren't pleased. Okay? And from that point on, it was a battle. So I think you're missing it, though, if you're going to spend more time talking about the lousy play, the momentum Green Bay ended up getting, as opposed to their 4-0. I'm not saying you don't discuss what happened, coaching debates, what was Naylor doing, why couldn't they extend drives, but the bigger, broader story. And by the way, it's Seattle and Detroit tonight, right? What if Seattle wins that game? And this ball club has a 2-game lead in the NFC North in bleeping September. It's pretty stunning.
It is. Looking at the schedule before the year, chances they'd start 0-4 versus 4-0 were way higher.
0. Right? I mean, now somebody's saying they were outscored 29-3 in the second half. They were.
That's good math.
They were. But they went into cruise control. Defense wasn't as good. Made some mistakes. And, you know, you get 4 turnovers from Green Bay. You get drop passes. You get field goals. That's how games are decided all the time. I'm not saying you look the other way on what happened the second half. By the way, O'Connell probably loves it. He won't say it publicly, but he loves it because now he can say, we're 4-0, but look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When we stopped playing our way, look what happened. All right, we'll get more to the purple in a little bit. I'd love to have you follow us on the Twitter machine, @Dave_Harrigan, @ChadHarbinShow. Please, please, please check out the podcast on a regular basis. Odyssey app, Apple, Spotify, Chad Hartman Show. Jim Pete on the Big Wolves Trade is next. Welcome back, everybody, on this beautiful Monday. As I said, there's going to be a fair amount of sports discussed today because it has been a busy last 48 to 72 hours. And Friday night, news breaks, including from our mutual friend Johnny Krasinski, that the Wolves are making a major deal. Now, everything has not been approved because a third team has been included and you need to sign some people, but it's going to happen. You probably know it by now. Karl Towns, former number one pick, all-star, essential player for this team. He's going to leave as maybe the second greatest player in franchise history. He is headed to the Knicks and coming to the Wolves. Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a protected first-round pick. And, of course, we're going to talk with our guy Jim Peterson, the tremendous analyst from Bally Sports. Day is media day. And we're recording this conversation just a little bit before the show because Jim has media day responsibilities. From when you first started hearing the possibility of this deal, and we should mention that if Carl ever was going to be traded, one of the most obvious places was the Knicks. His former agent, Leon Rose, is running the operation. He's from Jersey. So the possibility of Carl, if he was ever traded, New York was always an essential part of the conversation. But from when you first heard it was going to happen to now taking about 48 hours in to digest it, what is your immediate reaction?
My immediate reaction was sadness, really, because, you know, Carl has been, I mean, this is going to be my 27th year with the Wolves, and Carl's been there for a third of it. You know, and so we just haven't had that many players that have had his kind of longevity with the team.
Mm-mm. at that level.
So, I came in with the Wolves in 98. So that was three years into KG's term. And, you know, KG obviously is the longest tenured Timberwolves player, but I mean, Towns is right there with them, you know? And so I just was sad because, you know, I've got to know Carl pretty good and I played golf with him a bunch and I've got to know his dad really well and his girlfriend and the people that are in his sphere, you know, of influence. So he's just a great kid. You know what I mean? He comported himself so well to Chad in this town. He committed, he was loyal.
I agree.
He wanted to transform the organization and he is part of what has been happening here the last, you know, 3-4 years under Chris Finch. So, and even getting back to the playoffs with Tibbs, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that long drought that Carl was a part of. And that's my immediate reaction. And then, you know, you think about KG being traded and then the other player that I think of that is like Carl is Kevin Love. Mm-hmm. So
that's it.
You know, between KG Love and Towns, well, those other two guys, they get traded and they go win championships with different teams. Boston for KG, Love goes and wins one in Cleveland. And you know, I really think that, you know, Carl's going to fit really well with those Nova guys. Like, I just think that Tibbs knows how to use him. And obviously the Knicks really wanted him because they sweetened the deal by offering up Dante DiVincenzo, who I'm sure they did not want to give up in this deal.
So let's jump in on this part. It's a close call, right? Because Carl is an uber talented player. We know the other parts that can be infuriating, the inconsistency, the fouls, the falling of the court. But man, he can hit shots. He's talented. He guarded Jokic. So you're giving up a lot. Randall is a different type of player. He's more of a ferocious player. He's more of an ISO player. His assist total is high, but man, when he gets the ball, it stays there a lot. DiVincenzo, his career was kind of going nowhere and then really emerged last year when they went on a playoff run. Just, I mean, scoring over 20 on a regular basis in big buckets and good D. Can you tell yet if the Wolves on the court, because money's a part of it, we're going to get to that in a moment, but on the court, can you tell yet if you think the Wolves are a better team?
Well, look, I mean, you still have Naz Reid, you know. Naz is still part of the system, and in some ways, Naz was a better defender than Towns. He's not as good a rebounder as Towns, but Naz offensively does a lot of the same things. He's got the incredible post-up game. In fact, you can make the argument that Naz is probably a better decision maker, and I feel like a lot of times the offense would flow. Some things that would frustrate us with Carl would be his decision making. You know, running over players, offensive fouls, you know, especially in low post opportunities, too, just running guys over, trying to play off the catch in the top, running people over, you know, trying to straight line drive to the basket, where Naz is, he's got that .5 mentality, man. He moves the ball. And his ego doesn't get in the way of him trying to overtake the game. Like, I think Towns would feel sometimes that he had to do something, where I think Naz is just playing. So you have that. And then, you mentioned, you know, Julius Randle's ability to ISO score. I mean, that's not a small thing because as it comes down to the playoffs, I mean, you've got to have guys on the floor. They can go get a bucket, you know, and you got multiple options now with Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. So I'm higher on Julius Randle than a lot of people. I know defensively he's got a lot of flaws defensively, a lot like Towns. I don't think we're thinking that we're, you know, losing a defensive stalwart in Carl Anthony Towns.
No.
Towns' thing is offense, right? I mean, that's really what
his defense against Jokic was very essential
very
to them.
It was very good
to winning that
but
series.
He's got Rudy as a backup, Chad. Yep. He's got right. Rudy as a backup, mm-hmm. But look, hey, Julius Randle, Chad, has been an All-Star 3 out of the last 4 years.
Yeah,
and he's a 2-time All-NBA player. It's not like you've got some scrub.
No,
Carl Anthony Towns.
They're different. They just play different. So let's stay with Ant,
yeah.
Right? Because everything resolves around Ant. And the way a lot of teams are playing right now, and you know this better than me, pace and space, right? Get a lot of small fours, get a lot of swingmen out there, create space for uber-talented players like Anthony Edwards, who's in, you know, when this year finishes, is going to finish as one of the three or four best players in the game. When he's going to play with Randall and Rudy compared to Towns and Rudy, could that potentially hurt Edwards' offense game, especially in half court?
Well, I mean, spacing's been an issue, you know. I mean, you don't want – I mean, Julius Randle's – I mean, his gift is his ability to play in isolation, play in the mid-range, play in post-up opportunities. So, I mean, he's going to probably get in the way. Rudy and Julius Randle have to figure out how to play together. And then they're just going to have to figure out spacing, and I think Finch will do that. It's, you know, offense has been one of the problems for the Wolves. They have not been a good offensive team in the last couple, 2-3 years. They've been a great defensive team, elite defensive team, but offense has been a problem. So, you know, I think that Julius Randle, I'm just a believer. I don't think Chris Finch does this deal or is on board with it, because if he's not into Julius Randle, and he coached Julius Randle in New Orleans, it's not like he doesn't know who he is. But I mean, Chad, let's face it. I mean, a lot of this is about you know making the cap situation a little bit better in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, Naz Reid is a huge part of it. So he's got, you know, option year next year, and he's going to make $15 million next year. So, like, this is opening up a runway where you can also afford to pay Naz, and then you've got to figure out what you're going to do with other players as well. I mean, Nikhil Alexander Walker is going to be a free agent after this year. So,
well, let's just talk money here. Okay, so Randall's under contract this year. Then he has a player option for just under $31 million.
Yeah,
he's probably going to want multi-years, but that's an option. It's possible he plays 1 year and he leaves. DiVincenzo, for the next 3 years, is making about 11, 12, so that's very fair. Carl, for the next year, 4 years, is making $220 million. After this year, he's making $171. So they're going to save, if they nothing happens, and everybody does their player options, that's saving $116 million pure salary. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with Randall. I don't think they know what they're going to do with Randall. I'd be very curious how Randall reacts. We're not even counting the aprons and how it elevates contracts. But you're right. They're not doing this just to save money. This isn't a mandate from ownership. But this is, without getting too deep in the weeds, how limited you are when you get to the second apron, first apron, and some flexibility. So if they think they can be close, if not better, and have the potential to retain players and save staggering amounts of money, that's when it becomes a deal that you really, really want to make.
Well, look, you're going to pay with Towns on the roster this year, being in the second apron. I mean, the Phoenix Suns have the highest salary payroll right now, $219 million. Timberwolves are second.
Celtics, think about that.
Celtics are third.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you're going to probably pay $100 million in luxury tax.
It's crazy.
And now you're probably going to play closer to 80. That savings
for this year, but know, then even the next couple year, of years is year. A lot more savings.
It's a lot more significant. So it's also cap flexibility, Chad. And really, that's what it's about. You mentioned Anthony Edwards. It's really about not only just saving significant amounts of money, but also I think the main thing is cap flexibility to be able to bring in players and re-sign players like Naz Reid, like Nikhil Alexander Walker, you know, to be able to fit with Ant's timeline. So, you know, Naz is really part of Naz, Jaden, Ant, that trio right there. I think they look and see like that runway is right there for them. You know, they're kind of lined up. And I think cap flexibility is really important with a player like Anthony Edwards.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. Very sad news breaking late this morning. Dikembe Mutombo, who was a phenomenal NBA player. You can make the argument for about 7-8 years, was the defense player of the year. What did he win it, like 4 times? He, multi-time All-Star. I think people think of Dikembe when Denver upset the Seattle team, just holding the basketball while he's on the ground. Then the enormous... and I repeat, enormous charitable work he has done throughout the globe. He passes away younger than us, 58, brain cancer. What do you want to say about Dikembe and his life ending way too soon?
I played against Dikembe Mutombo his rookie year. He was an All-Star. He just kind of opened up. You know, he was obviously a big fan of Hakeem Olajuwon, who was my teammate coming from the Congo. Dikembe really opened up that part of the world to basketball. So he's an ambassador of the highest order. You know, I mean, just a complete class act, transformed every organization he was with. Incredibly giving. I played with, you know, all those guys too. I played with Manute Bol, and Manute spent so much money, Chad, his own money, giving back. And just, but yeah. And Shrunas Marshallonis did this too. All these European guys that are from these war-torn countries, they would take their NBA salary, and they wouldn't just pay lip service. They wouldn't try to raise money from other rich people to give it to them to donate back to their home countries. They would spend their own money on something like, you know, X-ray machines.
Amazing.
And medical
yep.
equipment. And so Dikembe did that, you know. So, I mean, brain cancer is such a tragic thing. You know, glioblastomas, they are so devastating. We both know a lot of people that have gone
yep.
through that. So,
yes,
you know, you're just praying for his family, Chad, and he was a great man for sure.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That's the great Jim Peterson. Let's pause and come back okay. with more here on WCCO. There was a story that popped up online, Star Tribune, Friday, and then ran Sunday. We were going to get to it on Friday, just didn't. But I wanted just a couple of things before we run out of time. Did it blow you away in the story that Minnesotans spent more than $4 billion? I repeat, $4 billion on paper and electronic pull tabs?
No.
No. I mean,
no.
I know people blame them a lot, but $4 billion.
They are everywhere. How fast was the stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, paid
yeah.
off via the electronic pull tabs?
Well, the funny thing about that, if you remember, the first, was it the first year, maybe two?
Tepid.
It maybe lousy.
Yes. And then people said, wait.
Skyrocket. And another part of the story suggests people maybe don't mind losing as much because the money goes to charity. I don't buy that for a second, do you?
I think that's what they tell themselves
yeah.
when they're going to invest in the pull tabs.
No.
But it's not like they walk out and say, that was fun, everybody!
Yeah, no, I just lost $100. I just lost $50. I just lost $500. No. They're ticked off. Does it do anything for you?
No.
Zero.
I've played once, and that was just because I was with buddies, and we, hey, you want to play? All right, I'll throw $20 in with the group. That's fine.
I've done it half dozen times. One time we got really lucky. We won $500. I mean,
there
it was like fantastic. I mean, I guess I get it. You're sitting there, you're chatting, you know, and there's plenty of things I do that people say, what the bleep are you doing? I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying for me personally, no, but guess what? $4 billion? There's plenty of people apparently are liking it.
We are in the minority, clearly.
Yes, we are. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time for you to get a complimentary roof inspection and get 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. How about next hour? It's Susie. It's overrated, underrated, properly rated.